Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How is everyone doing?
I am doing okay.
Oh, just okay?
Yeah.
Oh, anything happened in the last 5 minutes to make you
No,
just okay?
I just have like brain fog.
Yeah, tell me about
I'm not pregnant, but I feel like I'm watching me right now and not being me, you know?
Oh, that's so
Yeah,
weird.
I don't like it.
Huh.
I just don't enjoy it. But otherwise, I'm good.
Okay, Shirley, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm tired. Work is tiring.
Work is tiring. Well, it's the last Friday of the month. Happy last Friday!
Yay!
I think I'll probably be getting ready to go camping or already camping, probably having like a huge month-long anxiety attack about my baby shower.
Aww.
Yeah. That's probably what I'll be doing right now,
Fun. What
listening to
a
this.
good time. It's May, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be the end of May.
All right. So it's
I'm
almost
gonna
summer.
do it for you.
You
Don't wanna
don't
lose
wanna
it. I
lose
want
it. Oh my
finally.
God, that's awesome.
Oh, okay. That was fun.
That was a good karaoke session.
I think we've already sang that song this year.
Probably.
I know.
Oh no, I think it was like the May 1st bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, last year, because I've been re-listening,
Did we sing it then?
Faye, yeah. Well, Faye was talking about how May is her favorite month.
Is. I
Okay.
love May.
And one of you guys was like, "It's gonna be May."
When did we start? When did we start this podcast?
Near your birthday.
Yeah, I was about to say
Oh.
August a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah, 2020. I want
Nice.
to say it was probably July though,
Oh.
because I remember for like 18 episodes, we were just like, "Happy birthday!
Oh,
Happy
yeah.
birthday! It's almost your birthday. It is today." Like, we said it so many
Oh.
episodes. Yeah, we celebrated your birthday for like a year, I
Good.
swear.
I deserve it.
So it's July or August.
Okay. 'Cause we had one before this,
We did.
but we don't talk about that.
I mean, we can.
It's fine. It's not a secret.
No. I wonder how many Futurama podcasts are going to come out now that they're putting out new
Yeah, probably
episodes.
so many.
I'm so excited for
Me
that.
too.
What a good show.
It is a good show.
August 7th, 2020.
Oh, check that
Oh,
out.
okay.
Check that
Birth
out.
month.
So we were probably recording in July,
Yeah.
and we recorded a ton of episodes to start so we could have.
I remember that. We were sitting on the floor.
Yeah, we were sitting on the floor for a long time.
We were. We did one in the basement. We did one out there. Did a bunch in here.
Did one in my basement.
That's true.
Yeah,
Yep.
yeah.
We've been all over the world.
Now we're here with our fancy microphones.
All right.
Thanks, friend of the pod,
Thank
Mike.
you.
Thank you.
You're a good
Yeah,
friend.
he is a good friend. His band played at some place in Denver
Oh,
for the
really?
first time in like since COVID. They had
Nice.
a show.
I want to go to a show.
Yeah, he was so excited. He sent me Snapchats.
Aww.
It was really sweet. Yeah,
Congratulations.
I'm really happy
Does
for
he
him.
listen?
I think he listens whenever he's going on long road trips.
Oh, hey, have fun on your trip.
Which is fair. I mean,
Yeah.
podcasts aren't for everybody.
That's true.
They're for me a lot.
This is the only one I listen to or have ever listened to.
You guys gotta check out Done Disappeared.
Why do you listen to that one and not this one?
Because it's so funny.
We're funny. At least I have five like super funny ones that I'm like, I will listen to these over again every
Over and over and
second
over.
of my day. I listened to the lizard one literally like I had to get it out of my system, so I've watched it 5 times in the last 3 days, or watched the listen
Listen
to
to
it 5 times in the last 3 days to get it out of my system.
Wow.
I really like that one.
Good for you. All right.
That's a great
Anybody got any hot goss?
one. No.
You had some.
Well, okay, so I had to take over my coworker's phone because he's no longer with the company.
I got two phones.
I have three phones.
I got three phones.
No, it's crazy because when I'm at my desk and a phone's vibrating, I'm like, which fucking phone is it? Which phone's vibrating?
You don't have them like right next to each other all laid out?
Yeah, I would.
I don't have that much space. My papers are all the fuck over the place. Two of them, the two work phones are stacked on each other.
Oh.
Yeah. On, like, right under, like, it's on the monitor stand.
Oh.
Yeah, and then the other one kind of goes wherever it ends up because I listen to music and then just, like, set it down. Or podcast.
Wow.
So, my old coworker's phone, I get it. And the first, I get on, like, a Friday and I just take it home because I take my other work phone home. So, I just take them both with me.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, that next day is Saturday, and at 5 a.m., I hear music coming from the living room.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's really early, even for me.
Yeah, at 5, and I'm like, what's happening? Is someone's alarm going off? Whose alarm would be going off? Am I imagining this? Because sometimes I wake up, I'm in bed, and I hear music, but it's like I'm still half in dream state. So I was like, am I just still in dream state? And I sit up, and I'm like, if I am, I'm like really in a dream state. Yeah. So I go out to the living room and sure enough, his phone's going off.
Oh.
So
he used his phone as his alarm, his work phone?
Yeah. As okay, right.
And that's so weird, right?
Just wait.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh. So I just turned it off. I was like, okay, I'm done. I just turned it off. So then on Monday, I turn it on. And I'm like, okay, when the fuck did this alarm go off? Because I didn't know exactly when it went off.
Okay.
So apparently at 5:18, and then there's one at 5:55 that just says alarm. Uh-huh. And then he has one at 6 that says grab water.
Oh.
And then he has one at 6:25 that says alpha brain. And then
alpha,
he has one.
Alpha brain?
It says alpha brain.
Oh, okay.
And then he has one at 6:30 that says go to a job site. Won't say which one.
Go to the toilet.
Okay. And then another one that says go to shops or our shop, and then a different website. And then at 7:15 he has one that says get shit done.
Oh my god.
He's using this like his alarm clock. I'm like
that. But like also motivating.
Yeah.
Him?
I'm a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's
alpha
just,
brain.
Or no, sorry. He's using it like calendar reminders.
Yeah.
But he's using the alarms as like calendar reminders.
I mean, I do
it's
that.
It's like every 15 minutes. And I'm like, the amount of time it takes you to set this up, like you could
alarms?
Just have already got your shit done.
I think me and this guy would get along. Do you want to see my alarms? We start here.
Oh my God.
12 a.m.
Oh, you really
Wait.
Do?
Why?
Because I just set alarms for like every half hour and then.
For what reason?
Just like I don't delete them after I'm done with them.
Oh.
So if I need an alarm at like a very specific time, it's probably already on there.
Oh. See, I have like, I set three alarms and I adjust the times on them.
Oh.
At 15 minute intervals to wake myself up.
Well, that's smart.
And I just change them for whenever I need to.
Yeah, because you're start sleeping through them. That's exactly
yeah,
what
that's
I
why
do.
I do three. Yeah. But I don't sleep through them. But now I know I'm like, okay, I can go pee at this first one, lay back down.
Yeah.
And then the second one goes off and I'm like, okay, now I can lay in bed and check my email. And then the third one goes off and I'm like, all right, I better get the fuck awake. I like to wake up slowly.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom used to come downstairs and gently go wake up.
Aw.
Whenever I was an adult, whenever I was a kid, she would open the door, and if I didn't sit straight up, and she would turn on the line, if I did not sit right up, she would just scream at me. Like, get up, you're gonna be late! And I'm just like, I'm late! Yeah.
Yeah, I like to stay in my bed for, like, a long time after I wake up, so I set my alarms accordingly.
Yeah. Somebody I know, they read in bed in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
That would make me fall back asleep.
It would for me too. I took a pause on that book I was reading about kidnapping because of the dreams I was having.
Yeah.
So.
That's smart.
I'm reading another book about, it's called Me Before You. It's that love story about that girl that falls in love with a paraplegic.
Oh.
It's a movie.
I think I've heard of that.
I haven't seen the movie. Anyway, we're 10 minutes in. we are on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
I'm guest Shirley.
What are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking a tropical punch, truly.
Is it tropical?
It is.
Should we get you a fucking umbrella?
Yeah, I'd like an umbrella and to pour it in a coconut.
Okay. What if I just, like, got you coconuts specifically to drink out of?
I would love that.
What else do you do with actual coconuts?
You can shave them.
Ew. I just hate coconuts. What are you drinking, Shirley?
Lime.
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 She's drinking lime.
Just straight limes. Like those, oh, Tropicana commercials with the straw through the orange.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But with a lime.
With a lime.
Okay.
Citrus.
It's called Citrus Punch Hard Seltzer, but it's a green can and it has a lime and pomegranate and lemon on it. So I just went with lime, but it's actually called Citrus Punch Truly. Mm. How about you?
I'm drinking Sprite.
Okay.
I've drinking one sip.
Way to go. Take another.
Ooh.
That's a good sound.
ASMR. All right. What do you have for us this week?
I'm going to tell you about some reincarnation.
Ooh, interesting. Now, I'm sure we're going to talk about this later, but do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know. I kind of do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like, I don't know. I have no idea. We can talk about it at the end, I guess.
Okay. Good deal.
So, John Pollock was born in Bristol in 1920 and was raised in the Church of England before converting to Catholicism.
Okay.
Florence Pollock grew up as a member of the Salvation Army and became Catholic upon marrying John. I only know the Salvation Army is like that their stores and the bell ringers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess it's a church.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Salvation.
Anyway, despite his Christian faith, John also believed strongly in reincarnation, which he first encountered in a novel at the age of 9. So he's already been like, he knows what it is. He didn't just like.
What year was this? Sorry.
He was born in 1920.
Wow, there were novels about reincarnation back then?
I don't know what year they married, and I don't know what year he was 9. Well, I mean, I do know what year he was 9.
That's 1929. Crazy.
Reincarnation is, like, part of Buddhism, though, and that's been around for ages and ages.
That's true. That's just interesting that a 9-year-old would find his paws on something like that without the internet.
Yeah.
He just went to the library.
Can't Google reincarnation.
Libraries have been around for a super long.
That's also true.
But like our 9-year-olds, I don't know.
Like
when
Matilda.
I was 9, I read Goosebumps.
Matilda. That's what my family friend's kid's name is.
That's a good name.
And her nickname is Tilda.
Tilda. Tilde. Yeah. Anyway, John later told interviewers that at night he would pray to God for evidence of reincarnation, proving himself right and the priests wrong. Pollock left the church in the 1960s.
Shocker.
Joanna Pollock, born in 1946, was the couple's third and first daughter. So,
wait.
Third kid, first daughter.
Oh, okay.
That confused me at first, too.
I was like, that's
third and first?
Poor way to say that.
In 1951, following a family move to Hexham. Northumberland.
Wow.
Their second daughter, Jacqueline, was born.
That's a cool name, too.
It is.
So they have 5 kids at this point?
Yes.
Wait. Third kid, first daughter, 4 kids.
4.
Right?
Yeah, 4 kids.
Okay.
Wait.
4 kids.
4 kids. As their parents were preoccupied with their grocery and milk delivery business, their daughters were raised mostly by their maternal grandmother.
They were Grubhub before Grubhub.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Milk delivery. The girls were inseparable. Joanna liked to mother Jacqueline, which the younger girl accepted. Joanna liked wearing costumes and acting in plays she made up, like us in sixth grade.
We did that for years.
Telly TV.
She was generous and shared freely with the other children. Both girls liked combing people's hair, especially their father's. Joanna had a premonition she would never grow up, often saying, I will never be a lady.
Oh.
Isn't that creepy?
What if she wanted to be a man?
Maybe.
What if that was the premonition?
Maybe it was. Never know.
You never know. And we will never know.
We won't. Or will we?
No, this story won't. Takes a turn.
They reincarnate again
as boys.
At the age of 3, Jacqueline fell into a bucket, an accident that caused a small gash on her forehead, over her right eye, near the root of her nose. I don't know what the root of a nose is. This,
yeah.
Oh, like over here, maybe?
Probably.
Said under her right eye.
Oh,
over her right eye.
Oh, over. Sorry.
Okay.
This formed a permanent scar that was slightly depressed and was especially visible in cold weather. Mm. Jacqueline also had a roundish dark birthmark on the side of her waist. Mm. On May 7th, 1957, when Joanne was 11, Joanna, and Jacqueline was 6, they were struck by a car and killed while walking to church with a friend.
Holy shit, both of them?
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to the two boys?
They're around.
They just don't talk about it. They didn't have any drama.
Yeah.
Did it say if the friend died too?
No, it doesn't say. The driver was a local woman who had decided to commit suicide by driving after taking what she thought were lethal quantities of aspirin and phenobarbitone.
So that seems selfish.
Really? It does.
I'm one of the people that, I mean, a lot of people think this, that suicide is very selfish, but mm-hmm. to drive.
Yeah. And to, yeah. Like, she's dumb.
Yeah. What a bitch. If you're going to overdose, which I just hope nobody does.
Just do it at home.
Do it at home. Like, don't fucking endanger other people. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing.
Oh, wow. Witnesses saw her driving erratically and bearing down on the children who were blocked from an escape by a wall beside the sidewalk.
So she did it on purpose?
I don't know if she did it on purpose, but she definitely did it. And, I mean, it's her fault.
Oh, my God.
The impact tossed them in the air like cricket balls.
Oh.
And both were killed instantly.
That's sad.
The incident made headlines throughout Britain.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not happy.
Obviously, their parents were devastated.
Yeah.
But while Florence tried to avoid thinking about the girls, John devoted himself to doing so. On the day of the accident, he experienced a vision of them in heaven. Then he sensed the presence of their spirits in the top room of the house, and he took to spending time in there in order to be close to them. He later said he felt the girl's death had been punishment from God for having prayed for proof of reincarnation, but he also felt that his prayer would be answered by his daughters being reborn into the family.
As boys. That would be so cool.
Florence objected to this notion, and for a time, the dispute threatened their marriage.
Oh, sorry, we're talking about spirits and stuff. I know. And there was, you already know how supernatural stuff freaks me out. And then all of a sudden, there's fucking
what
loud.
What was bang. That? Was that the door opening?
No, I think, I don't know. I think
or a
it
cat?
Was some. No, I think it was your a spirit? Hubby.
Well, that's why I said a door opening.
Yeah.
Because he left earlier.
Oh, God. I can't do it. No,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
okay.
That's definitely him.
I told you.
I think it was a ghost.
Shut.
A ghost named Michael.
A ghost. Florence soon became pregnant again, and John became convinced that Joanna and Jacqueline were about to reincarnate into the family as twins. Florence rejected this belief, and her doctor predicted a single birth based on palpitation, fetal heartbeat, and the lack of twins in either parent's family.
Okay.
However, Florence had twin girls on October 4th, 1958.
What?
And they were named Jillian and Jennifer. Jennifer had a birthmark that looked like Jacqueline's scar and a second birthmark in the same place as Jacqueline's birthmark.
So all their names are starting with J?
Jillian starts with a G.
Oh.
They didn't want her to be included.
Dang.
Jillian and Jennifer made several statements and recognitions relating to Joanna and Jacqueline between the ages of 3 and 7. When the twins were about 3, the parents brought out the toys that had belonged to their deceased daughters and which had been boxed and stored in the attic. Jillian claimed the doll that had belonged to Joanna, and Jennifer claimed the one that had belonged to Jacqueline.
Yikes.
They both said that the dolls had been gifts from Santa Claus, as they had been for Joanna and Jacqueline. When Jillian saw a toy clothes wringer, I think it's like the laundry thing, that had also been a Santa Claus present to Joanna, she said, "There's my toy ringer," adding that Santa had brought it. The girls quarreled over none of the toys. Do okay. we need to take a break or are we good?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back.
Nice.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We're back at it again.
At Krispy Kreme.
Yep. So.
Every time.
We just keep going. Okay, so they were recognizing the toys that they had.
Yeah.
And recognizing that they came from Santa.
Oh.
So Florence Pollock occasionally overheard Jillian and Jennifer discussing details of the accident. Once she came across Jillian cradling Jennifer's head, saying, "The blood's coming out of your eyes. That's where the car hit you." What a creepy game to play.
And at what age? Because the last time they were like 3 or something.
I don't know what age. Just
that's a big yikes. Yeah. And a no thank you.
John Pollock recalled that when he identified the bodies, Jacqueline's head had been banged above the eyes. Jillian once pointed to Jennifer's forehead birthmark and said, "That's a mark Jennifer got when she fell on a bucket." Which is what the other girl.
The previous.
Yep.
Wow.
Florence had worn a smock while helping with John with the milk delivery business and put it away when she seized that work shortly after her daughter's death. Deaths. Mm-hmm. When the twins were about 4 and a half, John wore the smock to do some painting, and Jennifer asked him, "Why are you wearing mummy's coat?" She then became annoyed at Jillian for not recognizing it. The older sister had been at school and had not seen her mother wearing the garment.
Wow.
When John asked Jennifer how she knew the smock was Florence's, Jennifer said her mother had worn it while delivering milk.
Before she was born.
Yeah. The Pollocks had moved away from Hexham when the twins were about 9 months old. When they were about 4 years old, the family visited Hexham again for the first time. As they walked toward a park but were not yet inside of it, Jillian and Jennifer said they wanted to go across the road to the park and the swings, and clearly showed that they knew the way.
Can I say something that's like not where we are at all in the story?
Yeah. Go ahead.
When were ultrasounds a thing?
I don't know.
Like, still stuck on the fact that she had twins.
Yeah. Well, they didn't know it. They listened to like heartbeats and stuff, but I don't know when ultrasounds were a thing.
I mean, at least later 19.
I mean, and also you're just generally twice as big.
Yeah.
If you're carrying two babies.
True.
I don't know.
Like, how do you not know? That's just wild to me. I'm gonna have a nightmare about having twins now.
That'd be a good thing.
They would almost 100% know by now.
Oh, they would. They would know right away. Whenever you go in for your first ultrasound, they check both of your ovaries.
Yeah, but you know what? My sister didn't know to her second ultrasound.
Well, I've already had my second ultrasound.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying by now they would have caught it. My sister, they caught it on the second one, not the first one, though.
Wow. I want twins. Get two out of the way at once.
No.
I mean, yeah.
No.
Maybe, but maybe not.
I'm like so afraid of pregnancy that I think it would be worth it to not have to have two kids and not have to go through it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that, but I haven't helped raise my nieces, but they come over on Saturdays. So, you know, I help watch them on Saturdays, and like having two of them in the same age, and they're very, very like, I know older and younger sisters get jealous of each other, but like having twins who are jealous of each other, like it's kind of a different level because there is no like hierarchy, and so you're trying to be like, don't brag and don't whatever, and they're always competing, and it's like,
wow.
And then there's a lot of other things too, but
that would suck. Yeah,
it's rough.
I think I'd only be okay with it if it was one boy and one girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that though.
Yeah, because they're just gonna generally be completely different.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, with the twins, it's like hell. And like, you can't be like, she's older. That's why she can do it and yeah. you can't.
Well, yeah. one of them is older. So just give her all the special privileges.
I'm 3
privileges.
Minutes older.
Yeah. We do not tell them which one's older. They don't know.
I let them fight about it. Anyway.
Change it every day.
You're the older one today because you did your homework.
Exactly.
Okay.
When the girls complained about the lunch they were having at home, their mother said they could have lunch at school, and they answered, "We've done that before." This was not true of Jillian and Jennifer, but had been true of Joanna and Jacqueline.
Okay.
So many J.
Yeah.
The twins had phobias related to cars.
Yeah.
Their mother noticed that they would be very careful crossing streets holding her hand. On one occasion, when the car engine started near them in an enclosed alleyway, John Pollock observed the girls crying in terror and cling to each other, crying, the car, it's coming for us.
Aww.
Possibly being reminded of the wall that had prevented their escape in their previous lives. A lot of that could be their parents.
Learned trauma.
Yeah, because their parents are obviously freaked out about cars.
Yeah, I agree with that.
At the time of their deaths, Jacqueline had still been learning to write. Her teacher concerned that she was still holding the pencil upright in her fist. So, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her thumb, like, up at the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Suggested... Wait. Her teacher concerned that she was still holding the pencil upright in her fist suggested to the parents that they correct this habit by slapping her hand. When Jillian and Jennifer began learning to write at age 4, Jillian immediately held the pencil properly while Jennifer held it upright in her fist. She only started holding it properly at age 7, and even as a young adult would sometimes revert to the fist grip.
That sounds like so difficult to write.
Yeah, it does.
Or at least write pretty.
Yeah.
I don't know how you don't write massive like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just giant
yes.
circles. Ovals, because I can't draw a perfect circle. Shirley can, though. She can paint a perfect circle.
Oh, yeah.
Can you draw one, too?
Well, I don't know. We'd have to see later.
Okay. I'm really bad. I can't even make even hearts.
Me either.
One of them's, like, pointy, and one of them's, like, really fat.
I think I could do decent with hearts. Amen.
The twins went on to live normal lives. In their 20s, they said they remembered nothing about their past lives. They accepted their parents' belief that they were their elder sisters reincarnated while showing mild skepticism about reincarnation generally. Then, in 1981, Jillian experienced some inner visions in which she saw herself playing in a sandpit with her brothers. She perfectly described the house, garden, lawns, and orchards that matched a house the family had lived in Wickham. Wickham? They spelled it differently this time.
Hmm.
Anyway... When Joanna had been younger than 4 and Jillian had never been to Wickham.
Hmm.
My encyclopedia, I mean, my source is Sci Encyclopedia.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it.
So they do say that, like, if your child is experiencing past life type things, that it usually they grow out of it
type. Yeah,
like they will have all these experiences and stories and dreams and stuff, and then once they're at a certain age, basically once they can start remembering stuff, they don't have those things anymore. So whenever they're adults, they're just like, I don't know what you're talking about, like,
yeah,
I never did that,
which makes sense because like when you're little you'd be closer to it,
yeah,
having happened.
Yeah,
I don't know what I feel about reincarnation. I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool. I think it's possible.
I think it's possible. I think it's one of those things that, like, if it were real, which I think it totally could be, it wouldn't be like it every time.
Yeah.
Like, not every single person who dies is going to get reincarnated.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the stipulation would be. And I don't know if it's full reincarnation or if they're... just picking up on a past life in like passing.
Yeah.
So, like, this person's coming in and this person's going out and some of it just kind of rubbed off on them.
Yeah.
So that story specifically is very interesting since it's like the children, because that usually doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Usually it's like a past life of some fucking dead person that was on a boat and like 500 years ago.
I remember when I went to work at the coal mines.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget the twins thing. And that will live in my horrible nightmares.
Well, like, I wonder if the spirits were in the attic for a little bit, maybe. Oh. The babies were born, mm-hmm. and they kind of, like, imprinted, I don't know if that's a good word, on the babies. And then maybe, like, their actual spirits, like, went to heaven at that point or something, but mm-hmm. the memories were still in the new girls or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe something like that.
And a lot of it probably is the, like, they're learning stories because yeah. they're hearing stuff. It's obviously a super traumatic thing to happen in your family. Mm-hmm. So they're clearly going to be talking about it. They didn't mention the boys at all, but I'm sure they talked about it too.
Yeah.
So who knows if it was them coming up with those things or if and they it's heard like, it.
It would be different if the dad had been like, reincarnation, what's that? But it's something that he had been like obsessed with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun to talk about.
It is. It's very interesting.
About. It is fun to think about. Yeah. It is. Reincarnation. Mm-hmm. I want to be a panda.
I'm going to be a lizard.
So okay. you can eat people?
No, just like a little lizard that one? Sits on a rock.
Like in a the gecko? Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to be a dog.
Aw.
Dogs have the best lives.
Do you, Fuji?
For real. I want to be a spoiled dog, not an outside dog.
I want to be a cat. They just sleep all day.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd rather be a cat than a dog.
I'd rather be a dog because I like to do things and dogs do things.
That's true.
They go on walks and stuff.
Yeah.
Cats literally just sleep.
Yeah.
I would be so bored.
I would be so happy.
Like, I'm stuck in this body and I can't do anything except for I'm so tired all the time.
You could destroy your owner's shit.
You could.
Like my cat does.
My cats are pretty good, except for the couches. They like to tear those up.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, good story.
Thank you.
It was a little bit of a...
Yeah.
It was.
Every time I heard a noise out the door, I like, had to fucking like quickly turn and make sure nothing was coming for me.
Yeah, you are the closest to the door, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I would let you know if there was somebody approaching.
Oh my gosh, I would die. I would literally just like have a heart attack.
And by somebody, it would only be the only other person that lives here.
I would fall off this stool. I cannot with Supernatural.
Oh my gosh.
That was a good story, though.
Thank you.
It was very interesting.
I was interested in it. I saw this, I think, Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, uh-huh.
Which is where I learn most things.
Ooh. Yeah.
Sorry, I have to tell you something. What? Next episode.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Well, follow us on social media. We are Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram at Girls Unholy on Twitter. And email us if you believe in reincarnation or you have any past life stories at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. Become a paid subscriber by following the link in the show notes for the low, low price of $4.99 a month. You too. Can get access to ad-free bonus content on the 1st and 15th of every month.
And I will say, our bonus content is very funny.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think all of our content's funny, though.
I know, but something about the bonus content gives you, like, a little bit of...
It's just, like, a little extra. Yes. Like, it makes you feel special.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's exclusive.
Yes.
And it's not all the time.
Yes.
It's twice a month. It's like a little tiny, little funny thing, little funny thing to happen. They are usually pretty funny. I will say that because like most of our regular episodes, a lot of them have to do with murder. So like most of our bonus content doesn't.
Yeah.
So that might be why.
Probably.
Yeah. It's a little more lighthearted.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see you guys. Oh, speaking of bonus episodes, I think that's what's coming next. So we'll see you guys in a couple days.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.